From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has officially signed into law what is being called the most sweeping overhaul of U.S. financial regulations since the Great Depression. The package of measures approved by the president includes provisions to protect consumers and additional rules aimed at shining more light on the kinds of financial transactions blamed for bringing down a number of big banks.
Reform will put a stop to a lot of the bad loans that fueled a debt-based bubble. And it will mean all companies will have to seek customers by offering better products instead of more deceptive ones.
In describing the 2,300-page bill, Mr. Obama says it includes some of the strongest consumer protections in history. A council of regulators will be created to monitor big-picture risks to the financial system. Senate Republicans are running out the clock on a final vote on extending long-term unemployment benefits. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Democrats are accusing the minority party of ignoring the plight of more than 2 million people who've lost those benefits.
Senate Republicans are claiming their right to up to 30 hours of debate before a final vote. Majority Leader Harry Reid called it a dark day in the Senate.
Perhaps the overwhelming majority of Republicans think that since they've turned their backs on the unemployed for so many months, what's another few days? Perhaps they think that when unemployment goes up, their poll numbers go up also.
More than 20 hours into the debate, Arizona's John Kyle was the only Republican who'd spoken about the unemployment benefits.
The extension likely would have passed weeks ago if Democrats had simply agreed to pay for it now by cutting other federal spending.
The benefits extension is expected to easily pass once it comes to a final vote in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
White House is issuing an apology to the Department of Agriculture employee fired over allegations of racism. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the administration is reaching out personally to Shirley Sherrod.
The decisions were made based on an incomplete set of facts. We now have a more complete set of facts, and a review is being done as it should be.
Sherrod, who is black, was told to step down after conservative bloggers posted an edited video in which she initially said she did not give a white farmer as much help as she could have 24 years ago. Season's second tropical storm could pay a visit to Florida by this weekend. We get details from Phil Latzman at member station WLRN.
A strong tropical wave located near the eastern Dominican Republic is moving to the west-northwest. The National Hurricane Center says there's a strong possibility of tropical cyclone formation to either a depression or storm as the system makes its way across the Caribbean. Heavy rainfall and high winds are possible in Haiti, where millions are still homeless after January's earthquake. Forecasters say the system will most likely affect south to central Florida as a tropical depression by Friday. Whatever is left could move into the Gulf and potentially affect oil cleanup next week. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 109 points today. You're listening to NPR. Some sign of global recovery in terms of the credit markets amid the worst economic downturn in decades. An international banking group says world credit markets are recovering slowly, with banking loans up around 2% from January to March. The Bank for International Settlement says financial institutions have taken on roughly $700 billion in new foreign exposure. The agency says U.S. and British banks are responsible for the bulk of the new loans, something that could indicate some tentative signs of recovery in those two economies. Airlines have slashed flights across France today. Elder Beardsley reports a strike by air traffic controllers shut down French airspace.
French air traffic controllers called a 36-hour walkout to protest the single European skies concept, which is meant to ensure greater efficiency amidst projected increases in air traffic. But air traffic controllers unions say the plan will cost too many jobs. Under the European skies project, the 27 separate European Union air traffic systems would be organized into 9 hubs. Traffic at Paris's main airports of Charles de Gaulle and Orly was severely disrupted, causing delays and cancellations around the country. But airlines worked to protect their international long-haul flights. Air France said none of its overseas flights have so far been affected by the strike. The walkout is set to end Thursday morning. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Pau, France.
Dip in mortgage rates to their lowest levels in decades sent some consumers back into the market, primarily to refinance their existing home loans. Mortgage Bankers Association says overall loan applications were up nearly 7.6% from a week earlier. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage last week was at 4.59%. The rate on a 15-year loan fell to just over 4%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.